Welcome to the Red Caps Podcast, a podcast where we dip our caps into the blood of our listeners and we ramble on about old school games. In today's episode, we are going to talk to the players out there and let them know some things that maybe they should be doing to make the game better for themselves, their fellow players, and for the GM. As you know, no mortal can outrun a Red Cap. So as always, I hope you can sit back, listen, and enjoy. So normally on this podcast, we talk and look at things largely from the GM's perspective. We talk about ways that GMs can make the games better. And today I kind of want to flip that all on its head and really look at things from a player's point of view and what they can do to make the game better. Because I think there's a lot of times where that communication doesn't go back and forth. So I've got a lot of opinions on this of my own, but I wanted to make sure that people weren't just thinking I was speaking and hear it from a bunch of different GMs. So I reached out on Twitter and on the Fediverse, and I asked people what actions or behaviors people can do at the table that would be considered making them a good player. And this episode is going to be looking at some of those answers and playing them all. When you listen to these answers, though, I think it's really important that you hear what they're saying, but also hear what they are not saying. You're not going to hear anybody in here say that a good player is somebody who has to know all the rules forwards and backwards, that a good player is somebody who has an amazing voice for their voice acting with the character, or that a person is a good player if they've got the most perfectly engineered character build on their character sheet. Those things at some tables might be considered a plus, and at other tables could be considered a massive negative. What you are going to hear, though, is from a bunch of different people, many of them who are way smarter than I am, and they're going to give you the best advice they can for what you can do to make the DM's time and your fellow players' time better by giving your attention, your interest, and your engagement. The advice that you hear is going to hold true for pretty much any RPG that you may play. So without any further ramblings from me, let's get right to the point.
Hey, Kevin, it's Joe. So on Twitter the other day, by the way, the blind rat on Twitter, you asked a question: as a GM, what gives it away right away that a player is a good player? And it's when they pay attention to what's going on in the game when it isn't necessarily their turn, when the spotlight isn't on them. If they're still engaged and still paying attention, that's a really good sign. Also, if they're a good team player, to me, that's the most important thing. D&D is a team activity. RPGs are a team activity. And yeah, to have a good team player that's willing to help out other people and boost them up while, you know, being boosted up themselves, just, you know, we know what being a good team player is. Anyway, man, great question. Take it easy. Peace out.
Hey, Kevin. This is Rowan from the Dododecahedron blog. To me, a good player is someone who actively shares the spotlight by involving quieter players in the conversation. When I hear someone ask their fellow players questions like, what does your character think about this? Or what is your character doing while this is happening? To me, that's a green flag. I also appreciate when players take on tasks that are often left up to the GM, but don't have to be. Because GMing can be a lot of work, I think it's great when players take it upon themselves to handle things like scheduling and creating session recaps. Anyway, keep up the great work and have a good one.
This is Sumta from the Rude Canadians. And what do I think makes a good player at my table? Understanding that the game is overall for fun, roleplay content, and good times over having the biggest numbers in damage.
Hey, I'm Ian from Black Dragon Games, at Black Dragon Can on Twitter. I think a good player is one who's interested in what their fellow players are up to. There will always be times when other players are taking their action. Being interested in what they're doing shows that you are a team player.
This is the Angry GM, host of theangrygm.com, where I give RPG advice with attitude. If I had to choose one behavior that instantly flags a good player, it's this: paying attention to the game, even and especially when it's not their turn, and proving it by referring back to what happened when their turn finally comes around.
Greetings, fellow adventurers. Are you ready to conquer your most fearsome foe of them all? I'm talking, of course, about those wild and unruly nose hairs. But fear not, Manscaped's Weed Whacker Nose Hair Trimmer is here for you. It's like a magic wand for your nostrils. It has precision blades, a comfortable grip, and with it, you'll be able to clear out those nose dungeons in no time. So grab the Weed Whacker from Manscaped.com and use the promo code REDCAP for 20% off and free shipping. Your nostrils will thank you. So gather the party, roll initiative, and get ready to defeat those nose hairs once and for all. Just remember to use promo code REDCAP and get 20% off and free shipping at Manscaped.com.
Everybody else keep calling in about the what makes a good player question you put on Twitter there. I had answered when they ask a lot of questions, or when they ask questions, when they ask a lot of questions, I think is what I had said. And for me, that just represents somebody that is a thinking player, if you will. And I like that, right? I like the player that is trying to work out how their characters can overcome situations, you know, by asking questions, getting information, doing their research. To me, the ultimate session is one where there's a massive monster, let's say, to kill at the end, that the player characters take out really easily because they asked tons of questions, did tons of research, and we didn't sit there for 45 minutes just exchanging blows. They figured it out. They solved it. Because I think that more represents the fiction that I like. So that's for me. I like players that ask a lot of questions. So if you're at my table, ask some questions.
Hey, this is Dying Breed Tabletop at Dying Breed TT on Twitter. The question was, what makes a good player? There are several things, but my ultimate criteria is this. A good player is attentive and announces what they want to do within 30 to 60 seconds of being asked. Bonus points if they're on time, if they engage with the game, with other NPCs, other PCs in the game, and they take and approach the game seriously.
This is Cowboy from RPGDelivered.com, CBK_studio on Twitter, with the best beard in board gaming. My idea of a good player is one that doesn't try to scatter the cats I'm herding through an adventure.
Hi, my name is Bobby Ellis. I'm a professional photographer, professional GM, and wannabe fantasy writer. You can find me on Instagram at Bobby D. Ellis. You can hire me to be your GM on Start Playing, and you can find my writing on Wattpad at Bobby Ellis 2. So, what do I think a good player should do? Take notes and help bring other players into the action if you've had the spotlight for a little bit. In my opinion, that is an instant win. Thanks very much, and keep listening to Red Caps.
I just want to thank everybody who participated, and I may have to do some more of these episodes because this was a lot of fun, just having all these different voices come in and answer this one topic all at the same time. There were a couple of things on there, specifically from Rowan, that I wanted to repeat and make sure that they didn't get missed, and I'm going to call this section the advanced being good player. But it was a point that the GM often has to wear multiple hats. In fact, I think if there was a way that you could put being a GM on your resume, it would tick a ton of boxes in the corporate world if that was appropriate. But because of all those multiple hats, there are some ways that a player can try to alleviate that and take some of the pressure off the GM by taking on roles that the GM themselves do not have to have to hold on to. So the keeners in the group, and if you catch the keener reference, good on you. But for the keeners in the group, if you can organize your fellow players, let the GM know what you guys all want to do collectively next. Like, hey, in the next session, we think we're going to head up north to that mountain and see what's in it. That's a huge help. Maybe be the person that helps schedule, work with the players and the GM, find out when you can get everybody scheduled and just take that pressure off of them. Writing the recaps of sessions and sharing the notes to the other players, creating maps, all those things are fantastic. And if the game has been going on for a long while and you feel comfortable, maybe offer to run a one shot at some point for the group, so the DM gets to try being a player with the rest of the party rather than always being the GM. I bet you there is more GMs than you can shake a stick at that would love to be able to join their player group as a player and have another player run a single session for them. So yeah, just something to keep in mind if you're comfortable with it. And like I said, we'll mark those down as the advanced good players. You're often going to hear in OSR games that it's all about player skill over character skill. And one of the best ways that you can develop player skill is by gathering knowledge. So as you heard folks like Daniel and some other folks in there mention, asking questions and being curious about the world is huge. engage with it, poke at it, figure out what makes it tick. By doing that, you're going to get the answers, the background information and the answers that you need to solve problems and defeat enemies better than any feat or magical weapon or character build ever could. So yeah, definitely get involved, be invested in the world, poke at it, make it your own, try to change it. Take your own initiative and say, hey, I see this is happening in the world and I want to try to change it this way. And through your character's actions, try to make that change in the world. All right, folks. So there's tons of ways to reach out to me down in the description of the podcast. And please do let me know what we got right, what we got wrong. And did we hit what your idea of a good player is in all those different answers? If we did, please send this episode over to some players in your life so they can hear from this perspective of what the expectation of a good player is, rather than the expectation they may have in their head that might be completely wrong. Send that around and let me know what your thoughts are of you know, how we did with this, because that was only a few opinions and everybody's got one, so I'd love to hear yours. As far as things that are coming up in the near future on the podcast, I've been reading a new book, the Mythic second edition. So Mythic is the solo play GM emulator system. I've been reading through it. It seems pretty cool. I will probably have an episode on that in the near future. As well, over the next few weeks, you're going to hear a bunch of different interviews coming out. The creators of Back to Basics, the creators of D12 Monthly, the creators of a game called The True OSR, which that was a funny episode, and the creators from Turning Dice that have these really crazy, crazy weird dice, unlike dice I've ever seen before, will be coming on to talk about, you know, all various sorts of subjects, as well as the items that they've made. So lots of things for you guys to listen to in the near future, and hopefully you guys have enjoyed and continue to stick with me. I know I haven't been doing many of these shorter episodes, but I've been enjoying all of it. It's been a lot of fun. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap up this episode of the Red Caps podcast. I hope you enjoyed, you learned something, and that you are eager to come back for more. www.theredcaps.net has all the links to all the ways to contact me, and I would love to hear from you. Thank you ever so much for listening, and remember, never let your caps dry out. Stay safe, have fun. We'll talk again soon.